Good morning. Buenos dias. It's great to be with you all here today. I'm going to get used to this room. We have some people here. We have some people here. There's a camera back here. There's a Skype right here. So I'll keep moving as we go. But I know a lot of you have come from some pretty far distances. And we really appreciate the investment that you're making to be here. We hope the next day and a half is very worthwhile for all of you. And with all the diversity that we have in the room in terms of technology and geography, I think there's one thing at the core that we absolutely all share. And we're here because together we believe in the power of community, right? We believe that we can make a difference as a community, you know, going beyond just our day-to-day work and our day-to-day jobs to contribute, to make community stronger and really enrich the work that communities are doing around technology. And it's always a humbling experience to meet MVPs, hear about the great things that MVPs are doing, and so it's great to be with you here today. When we ask you, okay, what are the two words that you use to describe the MVP program, this is what you say. All right, and so we see, you know, words around recognition, and it's awesome, and it's valuable, and expert. We see that some people spell honor with American English, some people spell it with British English, but that word, if it was together, might be even bigger, and we're honored to serve you with this program. But one of the things that I really like about this slide is that clearly the number one word is community, right? We feel like we're in this together. We do this because of our love and our passion for communities. And if we look at the kind of contributions that you all are making around the world, it's really quite staggering, right? So the difference that in 4,000 might seem like a big number, but when you compare it to the relative impact that MVPs are having, this is really something that to be proud of. And when we look at that kind of reach and that kind of impact, we just want to really thank you for all that you're doing. Sometimes people say, yo, Microsoft people, you say thank you a lot of times. I actually think we don't quite say thank you enough. And part of what we're doing today is really celebrating the work that you do for the other 363 days around the year. And so that is something that we absolutely appreciate. And when we think about that from a kind of global perspective, there are, of course, so many MVPs here in this room today who are just doing amazing things. So I just want to highlight just a few examples. Because this represents the kind of work that MVPs are doing. Of course, to be an MVP, you need to be an expert. You need to be someone who is credible and trusted and independent in your voice. But there are a number of these people around the industry. The difference is that MVPs are taking that expertise and they're channeling it to give back to make communities stronger. And so in this case, in the example of Chema, based here in Spain, do we have any other MVPs here from Spain? And how many? How many do? I hear the Spanish MVPs are a very quiet group. Is that true? Okay. If you're, I'm going to close my eyes. If you're a Spanish MVP, tell me you're here. Oh, hey, okay, all right. That was pretty good. So Chema has a huge focus, of course, on security. Chema's helping to keep so many of us around the world very secure. A hacker who is a positive hacker, right? You don't want to get on Chema's bad side because I hear he'll attack your system and sort of demonstrate its flaws and its vulnerabilities. But recently, for example, if we look at on May 19th, Chemo was granted the White Medal to the Civil Merit by the Spanish Police Department for his invaluable help fighting cybercrime. Okay, so our MVPs are continually standing out because of the difference that they're able to make, to reflect their passion, to really want to do the right thing, and confront some of the hardest issues that we face. You know, I really like that Pilar brought up the issues we're going to collectively need to address around AI. Because as we know, you know, technology can be used for great purposes, or when not used well, it can cause you to really wait in a long line to get into this building, right? So that was just a joke, but but not really. So our apologies for that. But I was sort of waiting for Chema to just hack into the system and let us all through in that moment. So, you know, just one example and one story. Another story of Sarah Silva from Portugal. Do we happen to have any MVPs from Portugal here in the room? Yeah, okay. So maybe a little more enthusiasm as we go kind of to the west. So we'll, what, the Spanish MVPs, you want a second chance? Yeah, okay, getting better, okay. So, you know, and I think Sarah's a really great story because Sarah was mentored by an MVP and started out doing a lot of, you know, online contributions in the MSDN forums, and then over time took more leadership around communities and particularly, you know, getting young girls interested in technology and helping to develop their skills. And really making a profound impact in the community from that perspective, helping to grow the diversity that we're really lacking within the tech industry, helping to build the future pipeline of MVPs. I mean, you know, the way I think about it, does anybody know like how long the MVP program has been around? How long would you guess? 20, 21, 26, it's actually, we're at 24 years. And so if I think of like, you know, often our MVPs, they, you know, they might start, you know, not fresh out of school, but, you know, maybe around the age of 30, 35. You know, that means if we just look at 24 years, we need to start recruiting when children are like 6 years old and get them ready, because we want to think about the next 24 years and not just the last 24 years. So that work that Sarah is doing is really bringing her passion and making so many other people better at kind of all, you know, all age categories. And then Hassan, who, like many MVPs, when I from the Netherlands. Anybody here from the Netherlands? The Netherlands won. So Hassan's one of those MVPs. When I ask, like, hey, you know, which country are you an MVP in? Like, I don't get a straight answer because MVPs are kind of everywhere. So between the Netherlands and Morocco and the work that he's doing, right, to also get young people, particularly young women, focused on technology as well, and really representing that diversity that cuts across borders, across gender, and so on. And, you know, and so many of you are in so many places, and, you know, you have your work, and you're traveling for your work and for your communities, and, you know, just really appreciative of everything that you do and appreciative of you all coming here today. Our team, who, you know, has this honor of working on the MVP program, we think of these three things as the core ingredients, right? The core ingredients for a strong program and the core ingredients for any thriving community. And it really starts with the passion of the people who are in the community. You do this work because you love it, and it might not even feel like it's work. And that's the most important thing. That's what everybody's bringing to this equation. And so when we think about the program, we really try not to dictate. You know, sometimes people say, hey, you know, I love to be in forums. Do I have to start speaking more at events? And the answer is absolutely not, right? Do what you love to do, right? Give back. If you love to create content, do that. If you love to help people in forums, do that. If you love to speak in front of big groups, do that. Small groups, do that. Help make our products better, do that. Whatever it is that you love to do, that's what we want you to do, right? And that's what we want to recognize in that work, because that's about what you're passionate about. You'll do your best work when you're passionate about something. And then in forums like this, communities are about connection. And we want to foster that connection as much as possible. That's why we do the MVP Summit. That's why we do these events. That's why we try to support you in your events out in the community as well. And this last principle is really important around openness. And we've been working. We've been working to make sure that we're as open as we can be. Number one, starting with openness to listen and accept your feedback and listen to your feedback. And in my time with this program, I've seen that there's no issue with, you know, Pilar, she said, you know, I sort of hope you can give us feedback. I'm like, you don't know how much feedback you're going to get. This is the MVP audience. You're going to get great feedback. But then really being open and transparent around what are the improvements that we can make together in order to go and strengthen community. So we've been making changes to the MVP program. And the important thing to me is that you really understand the values, right? The values that are the foundation for those changes, right? Because I think there needs to be context for what's happening, because the changes we make are meant to keep the program as dynamic and as relevant and as future-looking as possible, right? The program has existed for the last 24 years. I do not comprehend a Microsoft without an MVP program, right? That equation doesn't work. And the fact that we've been committed over the past 24 years should really be accepted, that this is what we'll continue to do for the next 24 and the 24 after that, right? And so what's important is that we don't just kind of glue to things the way that they once were, but we continue to respond to technology, to the market, to your feedback, to evolve in the best way possible. And so if we look back, there have been, you know, a series of changes over the past 18 months or so. And it was a great opportunity when the MVP responsibility came into my team just at about 2 years ago. And I agree with Pilar, it does feel like longer than 2 years ago. It was a chance to say, hey, let's make sure that we're listening to all of the feedback, and how do we evolve the program and take it forward based on the needs that we have. So in October of 2015, we kind of announced some structural changes around how we organize the program. Some people said, I am referred to differently than I was. I was this kind of MVP in the past. Here's where I am in the future. That model has helped us. So for example, 3 weeks ago, we announced the new AI category. And there's going to be a lot of evolution within that category. And we now have an architecture that's going to enable us to evolve as quickly as the technology is evolving and as quickly as the market is evolving. So that was an investment that we made in order to do that. We started to sharpen our focus around IT pros and developers. So for example, we had Xbox MVPs and Surface MVPs. Still hugely important to Microsoft, but we felt collectively with the Windows team that managing those more consumer-focused MVPs was better served out of that group. In February of this year, we announced changes in kind of the way we operate the program. Right? We've been bound to this quarterly cycle for decades, and we said, hey, as there are new people who are interested in the program, we don't want to have potentially even a five-month window for people who get caught between cycles. We want to be able to respond to that in a much more agile way. We kind of want to eliminate this notion of, I'm a January MVP, I'm an April MVP, you send me the award and the ring is for the wrong year, and I'm, right? We just wanted to simplify things and really take an approach of, if we would just start today, what would we do with the program and how do we evolve to get there? And so as we go forward, we're looking to do more and more together. Right? It's great that Pilar is here. One of the frequent pieces of feedback I get is around, hey, we want to do more with Microsoft locally. We want to do more with the DX team. We want to do more with other teams. And that's a constant process that we're working on, really trying to improve at. And that's a journey that we're on. We're also looking to provide a much better experience for all of you, right? In the day-to-day work that you're doing, we want to make sure that the program is an accelerator. It's helping you do your work. It's not slowing you down. And so I receive in forums like this, and we're going to have an opportunity to do an open Q&A for people who are in the room and for people who are on the Skype call as well. And that's important because at this forum, right, which was in Rome of last year, we had an open Q&A, and the feedback from that room helped influence work that my team has done over the past year. And so events like this, we actually do about 30 of these around the world, and these are incredible feedback opportunities. And so just to let you know the process, right, people who attend these events, so I'm here today, we have May. May, I see you. How about you stand up, right? So, May, for example, was talking with MVPs last night, and, it sounds like a very, innocent conversation. You're just having a discussion. No, May comes back. She does a write-up. She says, here's what they told me, right? We put it into a system. We track it. We go through a discussion. We prioritize, right? And we have Danilo. Where's Danilo? Danilo's here. He's also not so innocent, right? So he's going to track the things that you're saying as well. And this feedback, makes us collectively so much better. You're guiding the program. I wish we could respond to everything. Well, first of all, we could never respond to everything because we sometimes get conflicting things, right? So we'll hear often the opposite points of feedback. But often where there is, more of a majority point of view, an issue that we're hearing over again, we prioritize it and we try to get it done. So for example, last year, part of the feedback I received in this forum was, it's, for example, just way too hard to report our contributions, right? That's consistent with feedback that I hear in other places. Your website sucks, right? That's feedback that I often hear. And that's the good language. I'm giving you the good version of the language, not sort of the unfiltered version of the language. And then, shouldn't we have a great mobile experience? And yes, you should. And so the team's been working, and we announced in February, and a lot of you just on February 1st started to bang on the API immediately. And by the way, that's so gratifying for the team who works on it when they see that that kind of stuff matters to you. So we did some hacking together at the MVP Summit, right? We made the API available in February. And we have also, on our team, built a mobile app, right, that leverages that API, which then accesses profile data and contribution data. And the intent of that is to make it easy for you to have a much easier way to submit your contributions right from your mobile phone. And that's meant to just be the start. So, you have this experience where, I know when I come to this event, for example, somebody's tapping Marco on the shoulder, like, hey, Marco, it's time to pay attention to the session, right? Because, I know Marco's going to be in the front row, he's going to be able to see his picture, but in this example, Marco will be able to submit his contributions. Right now, he's blogging, and he can go in and share that, and that will connect to our system, and that will be recorded in the CRM system, and so on. So really trying to move down this path of, more automation to create a better experience for you. And so just a few examples here, but I want to highlight where we can go, right? Where we can go with these kinds of features. So for example, can we leverage, geolocation capability? So if you want to find MVPs who are in your area, whether it's where you live or maybe you're on the road and you want to connect up to local MVPs, wouldn't it be great to find them, for example, through this app? And that's another piece of feedback that I receive, which is, it's just way too hard with your system to connect with other MVPs. And there are things that we can start to do that make it easier to do that. If you meet somebody, and you collect some information, you want to nominate them, why not just do that directly from a mobile app? So this first version is coming soon. Okay, soon. Now I don't have a date exactly, because I asked the team, I say, can I share a date? And they say, you know, engineers are like, yeah, I don't want to commit. And then my instinct is to say, no, commit to a date. I want to tell people when it's coming. And then they say, all right, but don't you want to make sure that we ship it when it's really ready and not just a date? I'm like, yes, for this audience, make sure it's ready. So maybe, May, should I put you on the spot? You know, I didn't tell her. When do you think we can have this released here?
Very soon.
Very soon. Okay, it just said soon. Now she said very soon. So hopefully, you get a sense of how my job is. You know, we go back for hours. Okay, when you say very soon, May, is that like a month, very soon, or two? So very soon it's coming. But really, this is you guiding this feedback around, you know, things that we can deliver soon. I think the other point here is it's not just about us now delivering something to you. We're going to run this as an open source project, right? This is about collectively, right? We all have a stake in this. How do we run this better together? There's so much talent in this room, so many good ideas. Our goal is really to just kind of harness that, and that's where we want to go with this project. So we're excited about that. I hope you're excited about that too. There was another, you know, like very, very direct point of feedback, and I won't say who it was from, you know, but it was from Raphael from Italy last year, and so we did the open Q&A section, and you know, and he stood up and he's like, okay, you know, stuff you said's fine, but I want practical help. Like, I asked the local DX team to just give us some pens, you know, something for the event, and like they couldn't do that, and running communities is really hard. And what are you going to do to help us? Right? Very simple request. So went back with the team, and I just want to give you like a little bit of visibility into the process that we used to really try to address that specific piece of feedback. Because when we really tried to think about, all right, what is the challenge that leaders of communities face? I mean, this is work you're doing in your volunteer time. You're trying to build and sustain your membership. You're trying to bring them the latest technology trends. You're trying to find the best speakers. You want to have a great experience with great content. You need to have a venue. You often need to feed people. Like, these are consistently a set of challenges that people are facing in their volunteer time, right? And we have a session this afternoon around like how to run your groups and kind of bringing some, you know, discipline to that process. But we asked ourselves, is there a role that we can play to address those needs? Because today it's often, you know, very hit or miss. Oh, do you know of a great speaker? And you leverage your network, and you know, you might ask Microsoft for help, but who within Microsoft? And, oh, I know this person, they were helpful, but they changed roles. And we said, no, we need like a much more systematic approach to helping. And so we went back, and that meeting was end of May, and we started to talk about it in June. And then we kicked off this project, not exactly knowing what it would be, but it ultimately became this concept of a community leader portal, which we're now referring to as the community leader zone. And it's meant to provide the platform for community leaders, right? It's meant to be the community of community leaders who are sharing and have those common needs to address. And so, you know, the process started, and, you know, for some of you who attended MVP Summit, you saw John O'Bacon speak, and we handed out his book, but we had done work with John O. in the months leading up to it, right, to help guide this work and we arrived at this is something of value that we can deliver. Now, we had made different attempts in the past, for example, with something that was called the Microsoft Technical Communities, but we tried to learn from that experience and say, hey, there are a couple of key things that we wanted to be different. First of all, we wanted to design for the community leader first, even if you're doing things that are not tied to Microsoft, right? You might be running other communities. We wanted to make sure you had a platform that was going to meet your full needs. We wanted to do it in a way even where it wouldn't be branded as Microsoft, because if we can invite other partners in, then your opportunities increase. If you have the chance to get other sponsors, maybe, you know, I've heard, you know, the community event in Romania had Electronic Arts there. Maybe there's a way they can be part of this. Docker, maybe even some of people who we think of as Microsoft competitors. Let's invite them in, because our goal is to serve the community leader and not just first make it about Microsoft only. And so there are some key design points, and we'll go through what's different about it, but we took a clean slate approach. So rather than trying to retrofit something that we had, the team's been working and prototyping, and then at MVP Summit, was anybody here who was part of that working group? We got a whole set of MVPs, great. Whole set of MVPs together, we got more ideas. And then coming out of it, we kept working with a set of MVPs and keeping them updated. And so MVPs have been guiding this process since then. And to me, that's an example when we talk about those three values around passion and connection and then the openness to have the community guide this, right? This is an example of really how we try to live those values. So Danilo will go through where we are and do a lot of show and tell and look for your feedback as well. But I use it more as an example of how we're continually trying to improve your experience and we're continually trying to respond to your feedback. And your feedback is making all of us better, and I always like to repeat that this is a gift, and so we're blessed to have it. And then just really in closing, I think these are two representative quotes that really speak to what the MVP program is about. And in case it's hard to see on some of the screens here. So Habe, who's an MVP, said, "Anybody can earn money by having a job, but everyone cannot have courage to share and contribute for society. The MVP award program, a sourcing of inspiration to all of us, makes us proud to be among the few around the globe." And then Nicholas said, "My favorite MVP benefit is to know other MVPs around the world." And I think that's the thing that at the end of the day is really what's most special and most unique, which is a set of people who are doing amazing things who've come together for that purpose. So thank you for your time, and I wish you a great day and a half together.